welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Father Don Gergen. Father Don is a lecturer and author and socius of the Chicago province. His preaching today is entitled Discipleship.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Great crowds were traveling with Jesus, and he turned and addressed them. If anyone comes to me without hating his father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, and even his own life, he cannot be my disciple. Whoever does not carry his own cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. Which of you wishing to construct a tower does not first sit down and calculate the cost to see if there is enough for its completion? Otherwise, after laying the foundation and finding himself unable to finish the work, the onlooker should laugh at him and say, "This one began to build but did not have the resources to finish." Or what king marching into battle would not first sit down and decide whether with 10,000 troops he can successfully oppose another king advancing upon him with 20,000? But if not, while he is still far away, he will send a delegation to ask for peace terms. In the same way, any one of you who does not renounce all his possessions cannot be my disciple. The Gospel of the Lord. We have here a variety of sayings of Jesus gathered together about discipleship. And they raise for us the question, to what extent am I actually willing to go to be a follower of Jesus, to genuinely be a disciple? To what extent am I willing to go? Am I open to martyrdom? Well, we might think that's pushing it a little too far, and unlikely that I will be asked that. And yet, at this moment in history, there are many Christians throughout the world who are being asked to give their lives because of their faith. The last saying we have in this gospel text, any one of you who does not renounce all his possessions cannot be my disciple. Now, without watering Jesus' words down, I do want to say that I think he's speaking in several of these sayings in a hyperbolic way, intentional exaggeration, in order to bring home the point quite clearly for us. To what extent am I willing to go? Would I be willing, really, to let go of all my possessions if that were asked of me? If we go back to the very first of the sayings, in which Jesus says, if anyone comes to me without hating his father, mother, wife, and children, brothers and sisters, he cannot be my disciple. Clearly, Jesus does not intend that. Clearly, Jesus here is speaking hyperbolically. Clearly, Jesus is here making a point. Are you willing to place your following of me above anything and everything else? Jesus is not asking us to hate father or mother. He's a complete follower of the commands that we find in the Old Testament. Honor your father and mother. He's certainly not speaking about hating our brothers and sisters, for at the core of his message is brotherly love. Love your neighbor as yourself. So we know Jesus does not intend these to be taken literally. But once we say that, we can kind of rationalize our getting off the hook, so to speak. Jesus sets the bar high for a purpose, and we can kind of find our weasel way of lowering that bar. But the question still remains, to what extent am I willing to go as someone who follows Jesus? Is Jesus, in fact, the primary dimension in my life, the one whom I serve? I may not hate anyone, but I may be asked sometimes to let go of husband or wife, of father or mother, in order to follow Jesus. As painful as that would be and ought to be, I nevertheless might be asked something that will not be easy to let go of. Hence the second saying in this particular text about willingness to take up the cross, whatever that cross might be that is asked of me. What Jesus asks of you, of someone else, of me, may be significantly different. But we can be sure that Jesus is asking of each of us a depth of self-sacrifice that indicates our commitment. These other sayings, in a way, take us in a little different direction about the one who builds the tower and needs to do planning, or the king who's going to go to war. Basically, here Jesus is saying, think before you say yes to discipleship. Think and know what you're doing. For those of us who have been lifelong Christians rather than recent converts, those who have been baptized as babies or children, in a sense, we grow up with being Christian, with being followers of Christ, and it becomes simply a way of life. And we might think not that burdensome a one. We believe the teachings of the church, and we try to follow them. But today in this gospel text, even though Jesus is pointedly exaggerating, clearly not intending us to take it literally, he is asking us the question, to what extent am I willing to go? Have I looked myself now at this point in my life and thought about what discipleship means? And pondering that, not to say yes, yes, Lord, too quickly. Because like the king or the one building the tower, we should think ahead of what might be asked of us in the circumstances of our life. And when we are confronted with that, am I then able and willing to say yes? So, yes, Lord, I desire to be your disciple. I desire to go the long haul. Give me the grace to do so. I may not at this moment in my life know fully everything that will be asked of me, but give me the grace always to say yes. To what extent am I willing to go to give my life to you, Lord Jesus Christ? Amen.